You think you have a crisis at work? How would you like to have been a new employee at Arthur Andersen when the proverbial stuff hit the fan? Suzanne Drake started in Andersen working on marketing and communications 1 week before the firm was indicted. You probably don't have to face crises like indictments, Enron, or WorldCom, but that doesn't make your company's problems any less important to you. Suzanne Drake learned a lot from her time at Andersen and with other companies, and in this podcast, she shares some of her crisis communications management tips.
Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum Building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show.
All right, we're speaking with Suzanne Drake. Suzanne is with KeyBank now, but she's got a long and interesting career in several different companies, including Arthur Andersen. And Suzanne, maybe that's at Andersen is where you first got your chops with crisis in the media. Tell us a little about that, if you would.
That's right. I started a week before the firm was indicted and was working on marketing and communications. And within that week, it became 100% communications work. We were working to determine whether or not we were going to rebuild a brand from the ground up or put a brand down, if you will. And it was an exciting time in my life, and I learned a ton from the experience.
You know, sometimes in business, excitement isn't really the thing you're looking for. And you gave a couple of very interesting pearls of wisdom today. One is that the media is not your only public. What do you mean by that?
Well, that's right. That's the one that first comes to mind for most folks. But the fact is that there are a number of other audiences or publics, if you will, that are even more important in some aspects. The first one being your staff. Your staff needs to know what's going on. You need to give them as much information as possible with a full understanding that that information then is going to be communicated to their families, their neighbors, their friends, their church friends, their networks. It's going to go a long way. But they need to be kept in the loop more than anybody else because it's their livelihoods that are going to be affected first. Another audience, if you will, is the affected clients, potential clients, and then your other clients. They're going to want to know, they're going to be calling in to find out what's going on, and you don't want them pulling your business. You want to keep them fully informed so that they maintain the trust in you as their provider. Another fabulous audience to keep fully informed are your shareholders and your board members. They're clearly going to want to make sure that their investments are well placed, and the more that you communicate with them, the better they'll feel about that. The other medias that I consider very important are your vendors, your partners, your business networks, because those are the folks who are going to feed your business going forward, and you're going to need their business as well.
You know, you talked about your staff, and a lot of staffs, employers and coworkers know that some employees might be a potential problem down the line. They may have some indication of their personality or their how they feel. What do you do about those kind of employees?
Well, if you've got a pending crisis coming up, let's say the potential of crisis surrounding a plant closing, you want to make sure that those folks get the attention that they need. I was involved in a plant closing, and what we did was we had the HR department very involved before the announcement was given to the staff, and we shared the information with the entire staff at the same time, and then the HR folks went out into the audience and had some one-on-one discussions with those folks who had the potential for a volatile reaction. And so those folks were singled out prior to the announcement, brought into private rooms to talk about their frustrations and actually react in a safe environment, and then if additional counseling was needed in the eyes of the HR department folks, then it was offered right there on the spot.
Businesses are often not reluctant to outsource their accounting, their legal, even their IT. But it seems that with crisis communications and dealing with a crisis, a lot of people think they can handle that in-house. Is that something that's good advice, do you think?
Oh, gosh. Well, everybody has their own opinion. Mine is, in fact, that you need a third-party objective thinker who is a professional in this crisis communications topic area. They're going to be the ones who are going to look through your thought process and identify things that you may not have thought about or massage your messaging points in a much clearer fashion rather than your reactive behavior being the only lead in this situation.
All right, today we've been speaking with communications expert Suzanne Drake. Thank you, Suzanne.
Oh, thank you so much.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.